Not since the 1990s, when they played in the March Madness basketball tournament in 7 straight years, has there been this much excitement about the UMass Amherst men's basketball team. They're on a tear. They're 11-1 on the season and are ranked at number 23 in the nation by the Associated Press. Here's the UMass announcer calling a pivotal play in the team's overtime win against Providence last Saturday.
Tied with 10 seconds left. You got to make sure you take this all the way down. Trey Davis has the ball near midcourt. Davis gets a high screen from Caddy LaLanne. Takes a deep two. Missed it. Short rebound. Gordon. Put it back.
It did count, and UMass won. The Minuteman's winning streak is a point of pride for UMass, particularly during a difficult time for the university's football program. So, to talk about the Minutemen's basketball season, we turn now to Steve Buckley, sports columnist for the Boston Herald. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I'm also a UMass grad, so you have to take what I say with a grain of salt, I guess.
Well, that makes two of us, so I guess we'll just discount whatever we say in the next couple of minutes. The basketball team went undefeated from November 10th, the start of the season, up all the way to December 21st, when they suffered their only defeat so far this season at the hands of the Florida State Seminoles. What's behind this terrific run?
Well, I would say Derek Kellogg. Not that Travis Ford didn't do a good job as coach, but Derek Kellogg is a local guy who has brought some energy and urgency to the program. He marked his time as an assistant for many years, comes back to UMass as a Springfield native who understands the pulse and rhythm of UMass. And obviously he's done some very good recruiting, too.
So in this case, one man, the head coach, can make a difference and a big difference.
Oh, it makes a huge difference. In college sports, absolutely. A coach at the pro level essentially takes the players acquired through the draft and free agency and so forth by people in a different office down the hall, the front office. In college sports, the coach has to be a Pied Piper and attract players to the school.
Is there a change of mindset inside UMass basketball, a can-win attitude, do you think?
I think there is, but I think that the school has always wanted to see a big program there. I mean, I was just out there last week for that Providence game, and I had lunch beforehand with 4 students from the UMass Daily Collegian. It's weird to hear them talk. They talk about the mid-90s teams as though I'm talking about like the 1940s Red Sox or something, because it's to them it's a different era.
It certainly seems, at least at this point in the season, that UMass is headed for March Madness and the NCAA tournament. If they get there, you think they can go deep into the tournament?
It would be their first year in many, many years since 98, I think. That's a long time. And oftentimes, fledgling programs, when they get into the tournament for the first time, they make kind of a quick exit, unless they've got that one guy, that Camby-type guy, which I don't think they have this year. So they can certainly win their opening game, and they can certainly win a second game. Going all the way to the Final Four, I don't think they're that kind of a team. But then again, when you're ranked in the top 25, anything can happen.
Steve Buckley, sports columnist for the Boston Herald, thanks a lot for talking about UMass and UMass basketball.
My pleasure.